A leading budget watchdog group in New York is accusing Governor Andrew Cuomo of fudging the numbers in his state budget to make it look like it stays within his self-imposed 2% year spending cap. Karen DeWitt reports.
Citizens Budget Commission's David Friedfeld says the group ran an analysis. It found that Governor Cuomo's spending plan is not, as Cuomo claims, staying within a 2% spending cap.
We found just this year in his proposed budget, there's $1.2 billion in essentially gimmicks to get that number down to 2%. Without it, growth would be 3.2%.
Friedfeld says the gimmicks include a proposal to shift the cost of paying some state workers from the general fund to a capital fund worth $227 million, which does not count towards total spending in the budget. The governor also wants to delay a $193 million payback of a loan to the New York Power Authority.
The governor's proposal includes $700 million worth of savings, where it's really just money being moved around. It's not a change in spending, it's not a change in programs, it's not a change in priorities.
And finally, the governor's spending plan also claims savings of $500 million by better managing state agencies. But Friedfeld says he does not list any specific steps to actually find those savings,
which should make taxpayers nervous.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo's budget office rejects the commission's analysis and says spending growth is truly being capped at 2%. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.